You probably know what I'm going to tell you now, don't you? Sure. It was like goddamn Frank the Terrier all over again, only in reverse. At first, I was as happy as a pig in shit with Frank, and Lulu Bell was as happy as a pig in shit with Lucy. Held her up over her head, talking that baby talk to her. Oh, look at you. Oh, look at you, my widow precious. Oh, she's so cute. And on, until Lucy let out a yowl and batted the end of Lulu Bell's nose, with her claws out, too. Then she ran away and hid under the kitchen table. Lulu laughed it off like it was the funniest thing she'd ever had happen to her, and just as cute as anything else a little kitten might do, but I could see she was miffed. Right then, Frank came in. He'd been sleeping up in our room at the foot of her side of the bed, but Lulu let out a little shriek when the kitten batted her nose, so he came down to see what the fuss was about. He spotted Lucy under the table right away and walked toward her, sniffing the linoleum where she'd been. Stop them, honey. Stop them, LT. They're going to get into it, Lulu Bell says. Frank will kill her. Just let them alone a minute, I say. See what happens. Lucy humped up her back the way cats do, but stood her ground and watched them come. Lulu started forward, wanting to get in between them in spite of what I'd said. Listening up wasn't exactly one of Lulu's strong points, but I took her wrist and held her back. It's best to let them work it out between them if you can. Always best. It's quicker. Well, Frank got to the edge of the table, poked his nose under, and started this low rumbling way in the back of his throat. Let me go, LT. I gotta get to her, Lulu Bell says. Frank's growling at her. No, he's not, I say. He's just purring. I recognize it from all the times he's purred at me. She gave me a look that just about would have boiled water, but she didn't say anything. The only times in the 3 years we were married that I got in the last words, it was always about Frank and Screw Lucy, strange but true. Any other subject, Lulu could talk rings around me, but when it came to the pets, it seemed as though she were always fresh out of comebacks. Used to drive her crazy. Frank poked his nose under the table a little further, and Lucy batted at his nose the way she batted at Lulu Bell's, only when she batted at Frank, she did it without popping her claws. I had an idea Frank would go for her, but he didn't. He just kind of woofed and turned away. Not scared, but more like he's thinking, oh, okay, so that's what that's about. Went back into the living room and laid down in front of the TV. And that was all the confrontation there ever was between them. They divvied up the territory pretty much the way that Lulu and I divvied up that last year we spent together when things were getting bad. The bedroom belonged to Frank and Lulu. The kitchen belonged to me and Lucy. Only by Christmas, Lulu Bell was calling her Screw Lucy, and the living room was neutral territory. The four of us spent a lot of evenings there that last year, Screw Lucy on my lap, Frank with his muzzle on Lulu's shoe, us humans on the couch, Lulu Bell reading a book, and me watching Wheel of Fortune or Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, which Lulu Bell always called Lifestyles of the Rich and Topless. The cat wouldn't have anything to do with her. Not from that day one. Frank, every now and then, you could get the idea that Frank was at least trying to get along with me. His nature would always get the better of him in the end, and he'd chew up one of my sneakers or take another leak on my underwear. But every now and then, it did seem as though he were putting forth an effort. Lap my hand or maybe give me a grin, usually if I had a plate of something he wanted a little of, though.